At the end of Halach Ma'anya, like we just mentioned before, so we say Hashata Hacha, or excuse me, Hashata Avdi Lashana Ba Bnei Chorin. This year we're free. Excuse me. This year we're slaves. Next year we'll be free. Hashata Hacha. This year we are here. Lashana Haba Ba'aradi Yisrael. Next year we will be in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, former chief rabbi of Israel, current chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, asked a very interesting question. He said, why do we say, this year I'm a slave, next year I'm free? This year I'm here, next year I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Why don't I say, right now I'm a slave, but in the next moment I could be free? Right now I'm here, but in the next moment I could be in Eretz Yisrael. After all, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change anything and everything, just on a dime, right? He could do anything and everything just with a snap of a finger. So why this year I'm a slave, next year I'm free. This year I'm here, next year I'm so. Why not now and next moment? Now I'm a slave, next moment I'm free. Now I'm here, next moment I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Lau says something amazing. He says, because more often than not, dramatic change is never instantaneous, but rather it's gradual. Sometimes change is instantaneous, but more often than not, the more dramatic the change, the greater the duration, the more time it takes for that change to unfold. So a person is a slave. Slavery is a state of being. Slavery is your gestalt. It's who you are. It's what you are. It's the whole construct of life. So most people don't change from slavery to freedom in just a moment. It's a transition. Sometimes it even takes a year. Geula, we've been waiting 2,000 years for Mashiach to come. It's a process. Could it happen in just a moment? Absolutely. But ultimately, again, it's a process that unfolds over time. It takes time. And I think that this idea resonates with incredible importance given the time that we're in. We know that Amir Tzashem, we will get to the other side of this mountain. We will overcome this current crisis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see us through this crisis. But I think what we have to be prepared for is that the dramatic change of refuah, of being healed, of whether it's a vaccine or a treatment, or just getting over this virus, is going to be a process. And although it could happen tomorrow, most probably it won't. It might be a little bit of time. Hashata Hacha, Lashana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael. Right now we're here, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get to our promised land. It's going to take a little bit of time to get to the other side of the mountain. Are we confident that we'll get there? Absolutely. But we must realize that at the end of the day, it just takes time.